B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy!
Hey, it's the Laurel and Hardy show.
Very funny, sir. Very, very, very funny. Hi, who's this?
Hey, hello.
Can I have a name?
You can call me Ricky Picky Tommy.
All right, we'll play this game. Hi, Ricky. You called the Stan and Haney show. How can I help you?
I know.
Okay, you know. So you know you called our show.
Of course I never called.
All right.
I've been listening since you guys was the 96 Super Q.
Well, we weren't here at 96 Super Q. We came right after they turned it to 96 K-Rock. I remember people, it's still the stories about Super Q. That was before our time, Bubba.
Yeah, but I still listen. I listen to you. Well, still, you was on another station one time. I think it was called Kiss FM.
Yes, it was. That later became B103, but it was a rocker at the time. It was Kiss FM, and you're correct, sir. Long-time listener. Great to have you still listening. Again, sir, I'll ask you, how can I help you, buddy?
Oh, well, actually, I called in to talk to Mr. Sinoctopus.
can I help you in any way?
I'd appreciate it if you could get him on the horn, buddy.
I can't. He's an attorney. He could be in court right now. Well, he could be with a client. You're just somebody that wants what?
I had a job yesterday.
You had a job?
I had to do a lot of heavy lifting. I was moving a lot of old furniture and whatnot.
Sure, sounds like you do a lot of heavy lifting at a bar, too. Get that elbow, lifting that elbow. So you had a job. So do you have steady work or do you take day labor?
I do what needs to be done.
What does that mean, sir? What does that mean, I do what needs to be done? Are you currently employed? Did you hurt yourself on the job with your employer? What?
No, I have been on disability since I was in my 20s.
Wait, since you were in your 20s, you've been on disability? What, did you see time in the war?
No, sir.
No. Well, what got you on disability in your 20s?
Well, I got it in my head that I could ride a skateboard on a dare. Ever since then, I couldn't do no work.
Right. You can go to a bar. You can go and do some day labor stuff. I mean, how do you support yourself, sir? Strictly disability? What, do you get a check from the government? What?
I get my paycheck every month
from the government. My tax dollars. Look, sir, are you okay? It's the middle of the afternoon, and you sound three sheets to the wind.
Well, I'm just waiting to go down to the bar because I plan on picking up a blue ribbon with the karaoke.
So you sing karaoke. So you're disabled since your 20s, but you can sing that karaoke. Head down to the bar. Take a government. Look, sir.
Look, my point here is that I'm a good neighbor. Okay,
you're a good neighbor.
And we had a a new resident move into the community.
What kind of community? Trailer park community?
Well, yeah, some people call it that. I just call it just a good neighborhood and good, honest, hardworking folk like me.
Okay, so you had a new neighbor move into the community.
And we've seen it before. And some of these people, they never have hit hard times before, and they got jobs and car payments and all that BS.
Which you don't have. No job, no car. How do you get around, by the way?
Oh, I got a very, very nice mobile scooter.
You're that disabled that you'll go around, what are they, like a Jazzy or a Lark?
It's something like that, but, you know, it don't have the horsepower of a flea, but it...
They're not supposed to. It's an aid.
Well, it gets you around pretty good, and it don't cost nothing, see?
Because the government got it for you.
Yeah, well, you know, I earned it.
How did you earn it? How did you earn it? You were skateboarding punk in your 20s and have been on disabled. You sound like a man, what are you, about anywhere between 48, 54 years old?
Why don't you save that smart talk for helping me?
For helping you?
I'm trying to tell you what the problem is with this new fella here.
Yeah, see? You call up the show asking to speak to our attorney who's on every week looking to get some free legal advice.
And I've been trying to explain that I have every intention of
drinking.
Winning the karaoke blue ribbon,
yeah,
which means I get to go. If I win the whole thing,
yeah,
that won't be for another 6 weeks. This is just the first one.
Right.
But if I win, I get to go on a paddle boat up the Mississippi River and perform with Black Oak, Arkansas. That is first prize.
That's great. That's great. Trip for two with the karaoke. You must have a little lady in your life.
No. I'm gonna bring my dog Scuttlebutt.
You can't bring a dog on a paddle boat up to Miss Scuttlebutt?
Well,
your dog's name is Scuttlebutt?
Yeah, he's a good dog. He's what I call a pick me woof. Between you and me and the lamp post.
Right.
He's full-blooded wolf, but you're not legally allowed to have them. You have to say that they's a hybrid. So I said, well, he's a pygmy wolf, but it's full size. Really, he's gonna come with me. He's my backing vocals. He can sing.
You're not bringing.
And so I'll tell you. Don't tell nobody else because I'm gonna blow the roof off of that mother.
Hey, don't,
right
hey.
Tonight,
don't cuss.
What I'm going to do is that bong, get you bong, the bong, the bong, bangy, bangy, bitch, piggy, bong, ba bong, ba bong, bangy, bangy.
Yeah, don't.
My name is Ted.
Rock. Yeah. Why did you call? Why'd you call me there, Ricky?
Well, this son of a bitch who's downsizing, he called the law.
He called the law. The new neighbor called the law.
Yeah, and he thought to let you know, he don't know that I know the law. I respect the law.
Right, after the many times you've had your picture taken.
I'm a law-abiding citizen.
For how long?
At least the next 4 months and 17 days. So I can't have no nervous Nelly calling the law on me when all the time I got to look at him the wrong way. And so what I figured is that I would be the bigger man.
Right.
I would be the gentleman. And so I bought him a peace offering.
What was that?
a quart of beer.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Scuttlebutt.
The dog.
Went
the
on up there. Well, yep, went on up there. He opened the door, and I went on in.
He went on in. Did he invite you in?
No, but he backed up like he was expecting us to come in.
Hey, what's back? It up probably because you had a wolf and you and your
oh come on
brother
scuttlebutt never well but anyway here's beside the point.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to talk some sense to this fun. I said, I know maybe I seem like an idiot out there howling at the moon with my wolf dog, you know. And I explained to him, you know, it is a blood moon.
Right, because we just had one of them.
And I said, are you going to offer me something to drink? He said, I don't have anything. I said, well, good thing I brought this then, huh?
And then you opened it up uninvited in his house, and you sat there and drank a quart of beer.
Well,
I called the cops on you, too. Brother.
And I tried to explain to him about the karaoke and Black Oak Arkansas and Jim Dandy and Kid Rock, and Scuttlebutt went for a ride over the man's carpet.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The bell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
If you're at all queasy, then don't watch this film. Just put on the late night movie, because this is very heavy. It's the film shot by the Dallas dress manufacturer, Abraham Zapruder. Bob and Dick, would you please narrate what we're seeing as we show this film?
This is the key shot. The president going back and to his left. Shot from the front and right.
Clearly, the head is thrown violently backwards, completely consistent with the shot from the front.
Well, my head went back and to the left. Say that again. Back and to the left. Back and to the left. Back and to the left.
Again. Back. Back and to the left. Back and to the left. Back and to the left.
Whatever you do, Stan, don't press the red button. Damn it. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday
back
edition
and to the left.
Back and to the left. That's how it's done.
Is that a hypnotic tool that's been used on us?
Oh yeah, it's totally hypnotic. Ah, man, yeah, but from time to time you may hear us say back and
we can't help it.
No,
back and to the left.
You know, at any time that may occur. Back and to the left.
Back and to the left.
It's involuntary.
It is.
It's burned in our heads.
Because we know it to be fact. How are you?
I'm fine, man. I'm all right. Boy, what's up?
Everything great today?
Well, hold on.
Good as can be, yeah.
I'm going to get this out now so I don't forget about it in about 40 minutes. There's a fork and knife napkin for
God.
You.
Oh, God.
You know, you got to redeem yourself from last week.
Look, last week was a fluke.
Yep, this week it's going to be a piece of cake.
Everybody's got their kryptonite, and those eggs were Dave's.
Don't worry, in a little bit I'll tell you what you're eating, and it has nothing to do with eggs. Has nothing at all to do with eggs, so don't worry about it.
All right.
Does he look like he's scared?
Nope. Let me ask you.
No, not at all.
I got to ask you something, because I've gotten a call from... Program Director Matt Mangus.
Yeah.
I've talked with Rob. Were you today, and I don't know, I didn't know this because I know Rob was doing the Fusillo Kia.
Uh-huh.
Were you there with him?
Yeah.
So you were the, I guess, the engineer setting it up?
Yeah.
The tech person?
So you were on the clock? Right?
Oh, yeah, he was on the clock.
Yeah.
Rob, will you bring up a picture and ask, and I just want to use this as Exhibit A. Exhibit A. Did you see that?
Yeah, I made a mistake, okay? a mistake.
It says, for Rob, that came from Program Director Matt Mangus for Rob's...
Right. Since, I thought it said...
Have you seen that before?
I thought it said
what
Bob.
What does it say?
It says Rob. It
says for Rob.
For Rob.
Do you want...
Look, okay. I think it's well established Dave can read.
I can read, but nobody explained to me...
Wait a second.
Or said, hey, man,
wait,
there's something
stop.
In here.
Stop. I'm not mad. I'm not trying to...
I'm
not trying...
I'm pissed at myself, man. Okay?
Because...
Dave, leave Dave alone, man.
Yeah, Dave, leave Dave alone.
Why are you
Dave
always
alone?
Hammering on him?
Yeah.
Back off, Dave, and leave Dave alone. Dave's a good guy.
What did you do? What did Dave...
I gave the shirt to the head management named Rob or Bob.
Is that his name? Over
Bob.
At-
close
Bob.
Enough.
Is that his name over at the,
Bobby,
at the deal?
Bob.
Close enough.
Because I thought, hey, this is I said, this is obviously a big deal going on this weekend because we're there today mm-hmm. and tomorrow. And I said, well, possibly this must be for him.
A staff shirt.
Nobody said anything to me.
Shirt that has K-Rock and staff.
It doesn't say staff on it.
It's a polo.
It just says K-Rock.
Mm-hmm.
and Rob.
And for Rob.
There's no embroidered name on it.
What does that say?
That's a piece of paper.
Was that on the shirt?
With a piece of tape.
And so did you give that to Billy or?
No, I gave it to management over there. Bob, the guy I'm supposed to talk to.
I'm going to tell you what happened. Now I'm going to if at any time during this.
So now Rob's going to get written up because he wasn't wearing a staff shirt.
Well, no.
Here's what I know.
I'm going to get written up.
Yes.
Because you can't go and take it back now, can you? That's a client.
I was going to walk right up to the guy and say, hey, I'm sorry, that was a mistake.
What happened, and tell me if I'm wrong. It's an honest mistake, Dave. You see a shirt, that a staff shirt.
He thought he was doing good.
I thought it was for the gentleman because it's a big weekend. I said, hey, maybe they wanted the gentleman to have something like this.
You got, I don't you know. Got, no, and I know how it happened. And
Stan,
it's okay.
He's talking about the gentleman.
What gentleman?
The gentleman with the shirt.
Who?
Guy the gentleman that you wanted
Bob,
to have the shirt.
Bob.
The
Rob.
Gentleman.
Yes,
you
the
sure
gentleman.
That was his name?
Yes, that was the contact.
What's that?
The main
that says
contact.
For Rob. Now.
Yes, that does.
Now, hold on. Please, I want to stay calm about this.
Did the gentleman, Bob, did he seem like he was expecting the shirt?
No.
Didn't give you any indication that it was a surprise to him, did he?
No. I mean, it actually was like a extra large. It looked like it would fit him perfect.
And so he thanked you?
Yeah.
What happened is when Dave was setting up, and he does a great job. Dave, you do a good job at remotes. He was setting up, and he was prancing around, and somebody from Fusillo Kia came out. The gentleman came out to Fusillo, from Fusillo Kia, maybe an employee, a manager or something, and said, hey, man, you got any K-Rock stuff? And you said, yes, I have this shirt.
No, I did not. That's
what Matt Mangus did is Rob is going to be there today, was there today, and he's going to be there tomorrow.
Yeah,
and he, unlike all of us,
Stan, are you suggesting
doesn't have a staff shirt.
The gentleman's name may not even be Bob?
That's what I'm suggesting.
No, it was because that's the gentleman
that
I went in
Rob.
And talked to. I glanced at it. I said, oh, look, Bob,
what,
okay.
What is the gentleman's name?
Bob.
This wasn't even a new shirt. This was a washed shirt that Matt had to give to Rob.
I don't know this.
Well, the gentleman is unaware of that, and the gentleman is happy.
That it was a
used shirt.
Is
that correct, Dave? Was the gentleman happy with the shirt?
He seemed pretty pleased.
So at this point, I don't think we should alert the gentleman to the fact that Dave presented him with a used garment.
Used staff shirt. What did you have to wear? If you didn't have a staff shirt, what did you wear?
I just wanted these regular
T-shirt,
promo
shirt.
Yep.
Well, like Dave wears. It's fine. Everything's fine. I mean, that's far from a fatal error. The gentleman's pleased.
Right. It was an honest mistake.
The gentleman is pleased. Everyone's none the wiser. So I don't see the problem. Dave, the gentleman was pleased, correct?
Yeah, he was happy.
How was Matt?
Pissed.
So Mr. Mangus is upset, but the gentleman is pleased.
Yeah, he's happy.
Okay. But we don't know who he was.
Bob.
Did he identify himself as anything other than I'm Gentleman Bob?
I said, who's the head guy? Right there, that's Bob. Oh, you know what?
Have I got something for you?
Yeah, I got something for you.
Oh, so you approached him?
Yes.
Well, yeah, because...
that's what
you
I said in the beginning.
You sought him out.
Well, yeah, because that's what I do at every remote to make sure that we're setting up in the right spot. And if what we might want to plug, if there's anything... Are you kidding me, dude?
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us Friday afternoon. We'll have the grab bag here for you in just a second. Before 4 o'clock, I'll qualify the last person for the Rolling Stones tickets. Rob Scholl will be giving those things away. One more qualifier on this show. Absolute Law text line.
You know what? Before you do that, yeah. Dave, I'm just noticing your work here on this on the sign.
Yeah, buddy.
What the, and that's those kids.
Yeah, I got to get them kids off the line.
Well, you tried, and they don't respect you.
I ordered them. I ordered them off the line.
I'm looking at that sign,
yeah,
and I'm thinking it is damn near perfect, and if anybody else had done it, they wouldn't have had the sense to wipe the fingerprints off there. They'd be a dumbass and let that stay.
Yeah, I know, right?
So you know what, Dave?
What?
You did it right.
Yeah, good job,
Thank
Dave.
Thank you, buddy. I did a good job.
Absolute Law text line. Stan, this is Bob.
No.
Is this the gentleman?
Yep. Thanks for the awesome shirt. And where will Dave be for his next remote? Hey, I was just shopping for a car. You have a new fan, Dave. Thank you very much.
See? That's what he does. He spreads goodwill for the radio station.
Yeah.
Good
hey,
job, Dave.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Unreal.
That's worth a write-up, huh?
Yep. Oh, I'm waiting.
Oh, it sure is.
Oh, I'm just waiting.
A positive one.
Yep.
You got us a new fan.
Yep.
Woo!
That took everything you had, didn't it?
It sure did.
In about
did.
15 minutes, I hope you got an appetite.
Not really.
Well, you're going
to. I'll make it happen.
And I'm not doing anything pickled.
Please.
Nothing's pickled.
No, that's his Achilles heel. Other people ate those pickled eggs without a thought in the world.
Nope.
But I've seen Dave eat horrendous things and not blink an eye where those people would have gone, are you crazy? I'm not eating that.
Yeah.
But for some reason, those pickled eggs, that's
Don't
your
worry.
Downfall.
That was a major
You're
downfall.
You're going to have to eat a jar of this.
I think that
another jar?
Yeah, but you know what? It's nothing pickled.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I think the pickled eggs, that was his only real direct fail
Real
on something
direct,
like that.
We'll see if we can
that
shoot for number two this
I
week.
Mean, he struggled with some things.
Yeah.
But the pickles are the first thing that beat him.
I'm just going to tell you.
And you admit defeat to the pickled eggs.
Absolutely. I will admit
gonna
defeat
tell you,
to
it's
that.
An, to, this week, it's an ethnic food, though. Grab
see,
All right.
ethnic.
Some people hear that and they go, oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah. You know, for some people, they love it.
And I hear it and immediately get wary.
Sure. Sure.
Can you
I can understand that.
Can you spell us in, Dave?
Sure can, buddy. G-R-A-B-B-A-G grab bag.
Right.
Thank you, pal.
Just like at a spelling bee.
Shut up.
Just like spell the word and then pronounce the word.
Well, you get things into your head where that's the way that it works for Dave. With us, we can be talking about anything and all of a sudden we'll say back and to the left.
Yep. Child's Play, the remake.
Oh, you're talking about the Trump doll?
Yes.
Yes.
Child's Play and Toy Story 4 come out at the same time. The same time.
You said you were going to try to make new friends.
Everyone, Bonnie made a friend in class.
Oh, she's already making friends.
Introducing your new best friend.
Something's wrong with Chucky.
Woody, we have a situation.
Chucky is a toy.
I am not a toy.
I'm not crazy, Mom.
Buzz, we've got to get Forky.
Affirmative.
He's trying to kill us.
Let's go.
Hey, you gotta go.
Over here.
Leave me alone.
Woody, somebody's whispering in your ear.
If they don't let us play, they all go away.
I think Chucky did something.
Yeah, but Chucky doesn't look like Chucky.
No.
He looks like Trump.
Like Trump. Like Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
This, you know what? Creatures. Whales, dolphins, elephants. They're
Well, if it weren't for us, they'd be running things.
Yep. Researchers in Scotland have trained 3 gray seals to sing the Star Wars theme.
Nice.
Oh, and Mary had a little lamb.
That's Twinkle Twinkle.
Oh. Good for them. They've made a lot of progress. How about that, Dave?
Making money.
Have you ever seen a seal in the wild?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sea lions, yeah.
But not seals.
And seals, yeah. In California.
You ever been to Pismo Beach?
No.
You know where it is?
Yes.
Where is it?
It's in Orange County.
13-year-old girl was just prancing around in the surf with her back to the ocean.
Playing.
Seal came up and took a chunk out of her leg.
Oh, they're mean. They're vicious.
Has one been mean to you?
Oh, no, but I've seen them.
What
I've
do they
them.
Do?
I've seen them. They're like they're just, they're wild, man. They are just plain out mean, bro.
Will they go out of their way to bite you?
Sometimes
unprovoked?
Sometimes, yes, absolutely. Like when I jumped in that pod with them to go swimming with them, you know, when I was all drunk, thinking it was a good idea, I knew real quick because they were nipping at my fins, and I got out of the water
real fast.
So
you've been bit by a seal?
On my flipper, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it nipped the fins.
I figured, you know, they don't call them the watermen for
That's
nothing.
That's right. Dave?
Yeah, buddy.
What's this sound? What is that?
Sounds like a cat fox.
Pretty darn close. It's a fox at the end of somebody's street. Mm-hmm. Nice job.
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes crow, and the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's no sound that no one knows. What does the fox say? What the fox say?
See, you could have written that.
Yeah, easily.
That's a piece of cake for you.
No problem.
Yeah, they kept spamming me with a bunch of cookie requests and stuff, and I don't accept those.
I guess it's been creeping in since, like, what, 2011? They've started
Where is
discovering
it?
Over in Ink.
And they call it a cat fox.
It's a cat fox, and it's, like, it's wild-looking, man.
So is it a fox or a cat?
I don't know. Nobody knows.
So they're saying it ain't a cat, but it ain't a fox neither.
Right. Characteristics of both.
You can't go wrong with a kid. And whether he likes something or not. Oh, there's a cat fox.
There it is right there.
That looks like a cat. That's a cat.
It looks like a cat, but it's got the face of a fox.
It's a cat. No, it don't.
Yeah, it does.
It's got the face of a cat.
No, you'll see. You'll see.
It's a cat face.
It's a cat. They're calling them cat foxes, and they've been creeping up, man. Anyways.
Back in January, KFC started testing a new fried chicken sandwich that uses Cheetos.
You heard about it here first.
As a condiment. It has full Cheetos as a topping with a Cheetos-flavored sauce. They're going to start selling it nationwide July 1st. What better way to determine if it's good than asking a kid?
Take a bite. Is it good?
Uh-huh.
Is it delicious?
Uh-huh.
That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. Oh, I don't know what I'd do. I saw the pictures, and it is what it is. Dateline, Pennsylvania. A woman recently found a dead bird. A dead bird. In a can of Del Monte spinach. Canned, ready to put on the stove.
It must have been a little tiny boy.
It was a tiny boy.
I dumped the spinach out into the bowl, and I took a little bite like I usually do before I put the spinach in the microwave. Well, then over here, it was kind of lumped up, so I went to break it up with my fingers, and I picked up a bird. They carry all kinds of stuff, and I thought, oh my gosh, and I just ate a bite of that. I thought I was going to vomit. They offered me a $10 check for my troubles,
oh.
And I was like, no thank you. They should have a health inspector check them out. I mean, that's a pretty major thing. To find something like that, that sticks with you.
And you know what?
Beak and everything.
Oh, yeah, it's fully formed Boyd. And this lady paid, you know, 15 cents extra a can for the Del Monte name.
Yes, because that name says quality.
And that's why. So you don't end up with a dead boy.
And they offered 10 bucks. Will 10 spot make things better?
Guess what? If she accepts the 10 bucks, the employee that got her to do it will receive probably a $100,000 bonus.
Yep.
I'm looking at the cat box.
Yeah.
And at first glance, it looks like a cat.
Yeah.
Right.
Cat.
But it's got tiger stripes on its leg.
Yeah. So and my cat's got that.
And its torso is skinnier than a cat should be.
A little longer.
And it has a raccoon tail. Now,
I see that. I still say cat.
Yeah. And they are found on Corsica.
Oh, that's where it's at, yeah.
An island off the coast of France. And they've caught about 16 of them. And what we can't see is they're mainly called the cat fox not because of their looks, but because of the way that they act. They're very aggressive. And they have canine-like teeth. They don't have cat teeth. And the people that live there on Corsica have told researchers the cat fox is part of our local shepherd mythology. From generation to generation, they tell stories of how forest cats would attack their ewes and goats.
Huh? I bet that thing could take down something big. Dave?
Yeah, bud?
This guy and you would be best bros. You'd be over at his place
every
night.
Yeah, but that's
night.
So easy to say because, you know, think about it like blood types. Dave is the universal bro. Mm-hmm. He can get along with anybody.
That's true.
Especially this person. Dateline, Missouri. Guy got busted. Why? For holding house concerts.
What?
He lives in a neighborhood. He has a house. He holds house concerts.
I used to do that when I was like 14.
He's been doing it for at least 5 years under the name Bubba Spins Records and Flop House. He says he just wanted to give new artists a way to record and showcase their music. So he brings them over to his house and they have concerts at his house. He has now been hit with 35 violations, $19,000 in
wrong?
Fines.
Why?
That's a white boy's trap house.
Just a small part that gets blown out of proportion. I had a guy from Germany call me, wanted to do a show here, and he did. I try to keep all the windows closed, all the doors closed when the sound's going on, and at street level, it is less than me and you talking right now.
It was very loud. It was very crowded. This is a residential area. It's not zoned for entertainment, so the noise was unacceptable, and there was always trash in the yard after these kids left. Just find another location for it. Because this neighborhood is not the place for that.
I would love to be at a venue, but I can't afford it. I'm just a poor boy.
I feel for him. Because the kid's got an idea, and obviously there's a certain number of people that like what he does, but there are so many roadblocks.
There he is.
There are so many roadblocks between him and what he'd like to do that he knows he can do, but it's just a matter of, you know,
hanging out with that bro.
Why not, dude?
Yeah, I'd hang out once or twice.
Then when the fines came down, you'd be nowhere to be found. This, gotta listen to this.
The second I got it coming.
Freddie Mercury.
I saw this.
Let me explain it to you, and then you're gonna hear a little piece of this. It's awesome. A new Freddie Mercury track just landed online. It's called Time Waits for No One.
I just wish they'd gotten the boys in the band involved with this.
It was originally written
for a musical by Dave Clark of the Dave Clark Five.
And I feel glad all over, yes.
Now, a version of it appeared on a concept album Dave Clark put out in 1986. But this is the first time they stripped it down, so it's just Freddie and a piano.
Time waits for nobody. Time waits for no one. We've got to build this world together, or we'll have no more future at all. Because time, it waits for nobody.
There you go.
Then kick in with some Brian May.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't know how they work it with the legalities and publishing and all that. There's no reason why Brian May and the gang couldn't go and put their stuff to that. There's no reason why. I mean, logistically, it could be done.
Mm-hmm. And we'd all wet our pants.
Yep. But who knows, you know, what has to be signed, who has to fork over what. There you go. When we come back. I hope the Waterman has an appetite.
No, I'm ready.
Now, I'm
gonna... You're not going to get beat this week. I can
tell.
No. I'm going to set a time limit on this because it's not like the egg, nor is there that much as the deviled eggs. They weren't deviled. They were pickled eggs in the pink brine.
Can you eat a deviled egg?
Yeah.
But not a pickled egg.
It's not a pickled egg, man.
It's that brine, man. It is. In no the red.
There's a broth with this, but it's no brine.
Oh, a broth.
Very ethnic. You will have the full 3 o'clock hour to take your time eating
this. Sounds like a plan,
buddy. I'd like to see you do it. We'll unveil the secret ingredient when we come back.
Do we have an extra bucket?
Anywhere? Yeah, I got it. It's out by the hose out back from last week.
Yeah, from last week.
Okay. Good job, Dave.
Yeah, I rinsed it.
We'll be back to reveal that ingredient.
Because that's a biohazard.
Come back, Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, to continue, please warmly welcome with us
Stan and Haney Afternoons, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. It is a Friday afternoon, and in just seconds, we will reveal the secret ingredient that Dave will be consuming on this afternoon's show. Also, I want to remind you that before 4 o'clock, because that's the deadline that I've been given, before 4 o'clock, we will get the last qualifier for the Rolling Stones tickets. The Bridges to Bremen DVD is your prize for qualifying. And then you're in the running for the Rolling Stones tickets. I will say that there will be more than one pair of tickets to be awarded. Rob, you're doing that tonight? Yeah, so it'll be on the Rob Show tonight. Multiple pairs of Rolling Stones tickets, and we have one more qualifier to get, and that'll be very, very shortly. Absolute Law text line. Are you guys going to start your Friday video game review today? The answer to that is no, we will not be starting our video review. We are now going to, I hear Dave coming down the hallway. I think I heard him. Rob, will you go check and see where Dave is and tell him that he is on the air and to not skedaddle out of here? I appreciate that. Last week it was the pickled eggs that Dave could not consume. Today, it is an ethnic dish.
I will reveal that meal, and it is a meal. I will tell you that it is. Where? What have you been doing? What have you been doing? You been talking? Been talking? Gabbing? You got something? You got a meal to eat?
Yeah.
What the hell? What?
Walking?
Yeah, I've been letting you know for a while.
Did you change channels or something?
I did not.
You sure?
Because there was nothing.
No, I mean zero. Zilcho.
All right, that's okay. Well, I'm glad you're here now.
Okay.
Oh, look at that. You got a nice plate.
Yeah.
You got a knife and a fork, a little nappy.
Let me explain something here.
All right, what do we got?
What?
You got your own napkin today.
I will have Rob momentarily bring in the food.
Okay.
You will have this hour to consume it.
Mm-hmm.
It is an ethnic dish.
Okay.
It is mainly traditionally served as an appetizer in Jewish households. It is also something that is served in Poland. There is a Jewish style, which I believe is what you're going to have today. It is served in northern regions of Europe near the Baltic Sea. A lot of times they use it for Christmas and a Holy Saturday, and has become a
so
delicious.
Is this Jewish or Polish or both?
Both. Rob, will you bring in today's, and it can be served both warm and cold. Rob, bring in today's secret food.
So it'll be perfectly suitable for Dave.
Yes.
It can be hot, cold, it doesn't matter.
It's in a jar. It's in a jar. There it is. It is gefilte fish.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with Yiddish gefilte fish, which is a poached mixture of ground deboned fish, such as carp, whitefish, or pike. It is...
Look at that.
Now, hold on. It describes how it's made. The fish is minced, stuffed inside an intact fish skin. It is a seasoned fish, commonly formed into patties similar to fish balls.
Oi.
And they are...
My.
Now, this...
Dave, does this just... You haven't even opened the jar. Does this scare you anything like the eggs did?
Not as bad, to
Let
be
me
honest
see. Give
with
me the
you,
jar.
But it looks like...
Ingredients. I have not ever eaten this kind of
why,
fish.
Don't even...
Ingredients.
I got to plug my ears. I don't even want to know.
Water.
It's just fish.
I believe there's more than that.
Carp.
Yeah.
Silver carp. Onions. Matzo meal. Potato starch. Carrots, egg whites.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No?
Uh-huh. No.
No.
Potato starch, egg whites, there's nothing gross in it.
This product is from the finest, is made from the finest ingredients, the freshest fish, in order to bring a healthy and flavorful delicacy, Dave, to your table.
Hmm.
The Huda gefilte fish can be served either cold or at room temperature, which is what you're going to be
now,
eating.
How pricey is that?
Served directly from the jar. It's pricey.
So you're getting a treat today, Dave.
This here.
Oh, sure.
God.
Yeah.
Waterman ain't afraid of fish. Right. Come on.
A 1 pound, 8 ounce jar was close to $9.
Wow.
Now...
Where do you go shopping, bro?
It is 3:20, well, about 3:18 in the afternoon.
This fork's a little greasy.
Your job is to...
Package was opened.
Yeah, I put the fork in there because I had taken it out for my meal. No, it's fine. You have carrots in there and broth. I want the meal to be... I want the jar to be gone by 4 o'clock. And you'll hear that it is sealed. There it is. It just opened.
You broke the seal.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
The seal has been broken.
Now, see, that smell bothers me more than
man.
The Dave's, digger
why
smell.
You see,
Dave's digestive system at this point performing
not,
nominally.
Do not that, psych me out.
Now, see, last week the vinegar smell did not bother me. That one, take a whiff.
So are we beginning now?
Yes, we're underway. He's got to eat the whole jar.
Okay, here we go.
All right, that don't bother you none, right? That's a piece of cake for you.
Smell too bad.
A
here
jar
you go, Dave.
Of gefilte fish.
He's going to finish it. You watch him.
Look
see,
at
it's
the
in the
chunks of this
It's in
stuff.
The skin casing.
Oh, that looks delicious.
It's silver carp.
Look at that.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
And it can be served cold or hot. It doesn't matter. It's
room
a delicacy.
Temperature is fine. Delicacy.
Ooh, it's very soft.
Yes, it's minced silver carp.
Mm.
Go ahead. Here we go. Piece of cake, isn't it?
Not bad. I bet it's not.
I bet you it's good. Go ahead. Now you're going to eat the whole jar.
That's not that much.
No, it's not much at all.
Not bad.
You got some fish and some carrots. That's about it.
And some broth.
Mm-hmm.
What's it taste like, Dave?
Oniony. I taste
it. Well, there's onion in there.
Yeah.
Salt, pepper.
Sure, there's some spices in there. Is it fishy? Does it taste like fish? Does it taste like fish in a?
Yes, it does have
in a chicken broth or something.
Look at that right there.
Is it like fish and breading?
No, there is no breading.
I think there is. I think there's a Yiddish meal,
it
like
is
a corn
matzah.
Meal.
Matzah.
Oh yeah, I can see. Yeah, see, there's a little bit of something wrapped
around
it.
All right, you know what? Keep eating.
Now you said the smell didn't agree with you,
no,
Stan.
No, I don't like the. It smells odd.
Oh, it's odd.
It's. I don't like the smell that much. Go ahead. Eat up.
Oh, don't worry, pal.
Oh, so this is a piece of cake. Maybe I should put a time limit on you.
No,
like,
no.
Say.
This isn't bothering him in the least.
Yeah.
No, we're just,
this is our champion. He's back.
We're just going to relax a little bit, Stan. We got time.
This is a walk in the park, isn't it, Dave?
It's a piece of cake.
It's like. Like a spam, you know.
Spam?
You know what I'm saying? Like that consistency?
Yeah.
Check that out, folks. People on Facebook.
That's good, because you forgot your bucket.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to need it.
Well, you're eating pretty slow. I'd speed it up. There's a lot more. You're still on one, right?
Yeah, that's the first one he took out.
They're giant pieces,
yep.
Stan.
Guzzle a little bit of the broth, too.
That's okay, right? Not yet.
No, it's all got to be gone.
Let me work on
well,
it.
Well, wait a second. What were the rules of this thing?
An hour.
The empty jar. I did give you till 4 o'clock.
So, he's fine.
Yeah, just let me chill. What do we got coming up?
Okay, nothing.
Some open
I'm
phones?
Take some phone calls.
Yeah, beautiful.
Get somebody qualified for the Rolling Stones.
This is not affecting him at all.
Yeah, I know. What if I asked you to put a half slice of pickled egg on it? Where you could mix the two. Where you could stomach eating the egg because that camouflages it.
Nope. We're just going to stick with the...
Yeah, that wasn't the deal, man.
No, we're going to stick with the gilt... What
gefilte fish?
Yeah.
You all right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's only 1 pound, 8 ounces. It is quite spicy.
Yep, go ahead. Keep eating. 2779600. We've got barbecue sauce.
Would you eat this voluntarily?
Actually, I bet you'd be good on a sandwich or
You've
something.
You've only had one. There's more.
You hear me even beginning to yak, my friend?
No.
No, normally he's
there you
at
go,
least.
Yeah, keep it right there.
Normally, at this point in a contest, he's at least dry heaved.
Yeah, but he's eating it slow, too. But again,
but that's
that was
good
the
stuff.
Rules. That was the rules.
You know?
2779600. We have pewter mug.
Haven't ate all day.
Last pair of tickets to the Disrupt Festival. We have Bam's Restaurant. We have Subway. We have Sunshine Ace Hardware. We have Firehouse Subs. We have Sky King Fireworks for the 4th of July. Now, you're getting a $20 gift certificate, but it's buy one, get one free there, so it's going to double your money up.
My girlfriend just texted me. We're going to go to a Euro food market, and we're going to, for next week, pick you up some other stuff.
Gift certificate.
No, that's but next week. Right now, Dave is just dominating.
Enjoying a gefilte. Come on. Your plate's empty.
Did you see how big that piece was, bro?
Keep going.
He's still got a chunk.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Whiskey Mike.
What? Whiskey Mike?
Yes.
Hey,
Roger that.
Hey, Whiskey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good there. Yeah, I was
just calling and going to tell Dave that, you know, for once I could actually sound say he has some cojones, because that's something I would never touch. I'm Jewish, and Jewish families, that's something I would never touch.
Yeah, gefilte fish. No, thank you.
Have you ever had it?
No, thank you. I've tried it once, and I was Dave last week. You was really trying to...
It does have a bad smell to it.
It's the worst thing in the world.
It's not pleasant by any means.
But to a professional like you,
yeah,
you this do. Is certainly it's not the most challenging thing.
It's not pleasant by any means.
Hey, Whiskey, can I get you something?
No, I'm good.
All
right. Have a good day.
You too.
I thought you said you'd put it on a sandwich, Dave.
No, I'm saying you could.
There you go. You got to drink a little bit of that broth. That's about 12 ounces of broth.
Not yet.
Not just cool your jets, pal.
2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Nick.
Hey, Nick, what's going on?
Nothing. We just got back from a little bit of lunch. We're doing some catfishing, and we turned on your show. So we're just chilling out right here.
Good deal. So you caught some catfish, did you?
No, we just got here. We're using chicken.
Oh, yeah, they'll eat anything.
Catfish will eat anything.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with the catfish? Don't eat it.
No, we're not eating it.
What are you going to do? Just throw them back? What are you going to do with them?
I'll just give it to Dave. He'll eat it. He'll
eat it. Ha, 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 ha. Very funny, buddy.
2779600. Let me see if I can see some of the comments coming down here.
What do we got? Anybody say anything?
I'm looking.
It looks like brain.
You can do this, Dave. Very, very dainty, Dave. You're eating it very daintily and a man.
I am just taking... Well, dude, I'm taking it nice.
He's being very civilized.
I've got time.
Do you need some horseradish on it?
No, not at all. Straight up, brother.
Should have him try fermented fish.
Well, there's always next week, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Because Dave... is having no problem. Yep. Smooth sailing.
Yep, smooth sailing.
Big chunks of gefilte fish.
Still a lot to go. Ahoy, who's this?
Jack.
Hey, Jack.
How you doing?
Doing good, buddy. What's up?
I was talking about with Dave's eating. Has he tried frog legs?
You ever have frog legs, Dave? It's a French delicacy.
No.
Frog legs.
My dad used
not too
to
bad.
Love those.
Huh?
My dad used to really love frog legs.
Oh, my old man used to love frog legs, too. Said it tasted like chicken.
And my answer to that is always, well, then why don't we just get some chicken?
Some chicken.
Right on.
2779600. Phone lines open. Prizes available, including Rolling Stones, Bridges to Bremen DVD. Get you in the running for tickets tonight with Rob Show. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Steve. How are you doing?
Hey, Steve. All right. Hey, Steve. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing fine. Right.
Yes, sir.
Right on.
What's on your mind, Steve?
Oh, some Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your favorite Rolling Stone?
Legs. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hello?
Yes. Ahoy.
Hey, I was calling. Earlier you were talking about that fox-cat hybrid situation.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to kind of put a couple of different things out. You know, when you have different animals out in the wild, obviously they could kind of cross paths. And one night a fox kind of saw a cat. They were having a good time.
Oh.
There was the fox cat.
Right.
Well, there's... You know, something called genetics, where they may do that, but it wouldn't take.
Wouldn't take. Okay, I don't know what her name
Now, is. Having said that, I could see that happening.
Right.
When I lived at the River House, which was basically in the woods, had a, you remember my big lanai. Yeah. How many feet would you say that that was from end to end looking out?
Oh, probably 25 feet.
At least.
Yeah.
And we would leave the sliding glass door open and the cat would go in and out because it's just going into a screen porch. And yeah. One day, I see the cat racing the length of the lanai right up by the screen and running back and forth. And I'm like, this is not a spaz cat. It normally doesn't do stuff like that. And I looked out, and the cat was racing a fox on the other side of the screen.
One's feline, though, and one's, they could play, but...
Yeah, but they seem to like each other. What's going on with Dave here? Dave. Is there a problem?
Not yet. Not yet.
We working up to a problem?
Not yet. Nope.
Here, if you're on hold, on hold. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We're going to take a break. Dave's going to continue to enjoy his gefilte fish. And we're going to take more of your phone calls. Still haven't given away the last Rolling Stones qualifier for tickets tonight.
Is it kicking back on you?
A little bit.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're Stan and Haney.
We're hanging in there.
96 K Rock.
The Garrett, Hawaii 5-0.
Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rock.
Stan here.
This is 86 calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
Mess speaking.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney here. 277-9600. If you've been on hold, thank you through that little interlude. And if you were watching online on via Facebook, you were entertained the entire break by Dave the Waterman.
He was working very hard. I was
to be in front of the camera.
No, man,
sunglasses on.
I was...
warm day out.
I was watching him outside, and he's very animated, talking to the phone. Were people talking at you?
Yeah, people were saying, hey, what's up, and tell Stan to stop picking on you.
Keep eating. Stan. No, I'm not doing anything to you.
Stan, I'm going
to... Stop picking on him, man.
Stan? I'm trying to stay away from you. Stan? What? You going to drink it?
It's time for a drink.
Time for a drink.
You're going to drink the gefilte broth?
A little gefilte, and then you got to finish the gefilte fish in about 17 minutes.
I am working on it, but let's,
let's
have a little chug.
Chug-a-lug-lug.
All righty, boys.
What was that, Stan?
You can stop the sound effects, Stan.
No. Oh, speaking of that, hold on.
No, don't you dare.
Your thing is just to finish that. You ain't telling me what I can
do. It smells pretty damn bad.
Tell me what I... Yeah, it does.
Frank?
Yeah, look at that. Look at that.
Where am I looking at?
Look at that.
Well, you got till 4 to finish everything. He's drinking it.
Down the hatch there, buddy. Down the hatch.
Oh, he's chugging gefilte broth.
Right down the hatch.
That is so gross.
That is so horrible.
I don't know how he's doing this. This is horrible.
Right down.
That is a true champion. He's shaking now.
Yeah.
It's a lot of salt.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Yeah, are you?
He spit a little bit, but not much.
Wow.
Almost stopped. Almost drank it all there, Stan. If I drink all this, man, I don't know if I need any more.
No, you're going to finish it.
No, by 4. You got plenty of time. What happened, Dave? What was that?
Getting my toilet sick. What?
Is it the sound effect that's getting to you?
Yeah, man.
It's not the gefilte.
It's ruining my mojo, bro.
It's just a sound effect, Dave. Don't spill the juice.
Don't spill the juice, man.
Oh, come on, Dave. Come on, you had this beat.
You had this beat.
Oh.
You're the one that wanted to up it to drink the juice straight down like chug-a-lug.
It doesn't want to come out, Dave. No, you're all right.
I gotta
balance out.
Balance out?
I gotta balance out.
What does that mean?
Oh.
What is balancing out? What are you doing? Is that balancing out? Face is kind of red.
Oh. Dave, you gotta finish it. Come on, we're running out of time.
chill out.
Go ahead, E. I got to take some phone calls.
Take a phone call.
Yeah, don't worry about what I'm doing. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Hi, who's this?
This is Todd. I just want to tell you a quick story about Minnesota. And my grandmother is a Norwegian, and they used to make homemade gefilte fish.
Oh, like some loose.
They got to put it like in a fish skin. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Is it all coming up? Is it all? Hold on.
Yeah, it all came up. All of
nice.
It. So do you
Stan,
like, yes.
that 6-gallon paint bucket?
Yes.
It's got about a finger and a half in it.
Do you like gefilte fish?
Love it.
Not you, Dave.
No. Well, I'm going to tell you, Grandma was a pure Norwegian. They used to make it every Sunday, and they'd boil. They take the skim milk off the cow, and take that salted codfish. And she had a wood burning stove up in Minnesota. And that gefilte fish would go in that salted cod would go in that boiling milk, and they poached that stuff.
Yeah, that boiling milk.
Boiling
Dave?
Milk.
With salted cod.
Boiling milk. Yep. And then they would take and they would set it out. Well, if you didn't smell it, you didn't know about it. But I'll tell you what, Grandma made fruit soup to go with it, with all the plums and the prunes and stuff. My grandfather gave me a challenge: as if I could eat this whole piece of gefilte fish and eat the bowl of soup, and the next day we got to go to A&W and have root beer floats. Well, needless to say, I did not make it the next day, and neither did the Labrador dog we named King, because King and I were both outside doing what he is right now, making that noise. It was terrible.
Poor King.
Hey, buddy, that's a great. Can I get you something?
Wait a second, are you tapping out?
Just get him a wipe and towel, and you guys are doing a great job, and thank you.
Do you want us to qualify you for the stones?
If you want to, yes.
Yeah, I'm going
to
put you on hold, all right? Hold on, it might be a second, but hold on.
Dave is tapping out.
Hold on.
Yeah, that's...
No, you're finishing it.
No.
You're finishing it.
What happened? You were doing so...
Get that out of my face! Get that away from me!
You were doing so well, Dave. What happened?
Because he wanted me to show off.
It wasn't even bothering you.
It started to percolate.
Well, you're going to finish your food, right?
Yeah, don't let that go to waste. You're going to finish your food, right? You got 12 minutes. Finish your food. Do as you're told. Rob, I'm sorry.
He's got.
I think he's got a little bit of a sensitive stomach himself. Stop, go, Dave.
What are you doing, Dave?
Don't do that.
No,
you're sick.
Nobody asked you
to
do that.
You. Nobody wants you to do that.
Why are you doing this?
Get away! Get him!
That is disgusting.
He just drank his throw up, and he's throwing it back up again. If you're watching,
he's actually keeping it down.
If you're watching this on Facebook,
how did you keep that down, Dave?
If that ain't a damn champion, I don't know.
Finish
what
your gefilte fish.
I think I.
Nobody asked you to drink. You're sick. We just wanted you to finish the
point.
You ain't proving any point to me. I just want you to eat the gefilte fish because you haven't beaten that task. You haven't won.
Drinking my own vomit.
That does not
qualify.
Nobody asked you to do it. Nobody would ask you to do that.
Who in their right mind would do that, you sicko?
Just wanted you to finish your fish.
I'd much rather drink my vomit.
Finish your fish.
Oh, stop it. Stop drinking your vomit. Yep.
Oh, that is just... I don't want to even... Stop it, Dave. Look, I'm telling you to stop it.
Oh,
stop it.
Good Lord.
You got Rob ready to dry heave. I'm getting sick to my stomach watching you drink vomit out of a pink bucket. And Haney is right next to you. Haney's not more than a foot away from you.
The odor is permeating.
I'm done. I'm done.
You're finishing your fish.
I'm done.
You know how much that costs?
$9.
Yep. Now finish your fish, damn it. There we go. That
there
a boy.
You, that's a good chunk.
Atta boy.
There
atta boy.
You, that's a Dave I know.
There, that a boy.
Everything was going so well.
Well, until he wanted to drink his own vomit. God. That's horrific. You keep that fish down now. Or I'll make you drink that.
He doesn't care.
I don't think he does. Oh. Stop now. Oh, get away from me.
All right, dude. I'm done.
No, you're not.
I'm done.
You got a more gefilte fish.
Gefilte fish, you can only eat so many pieces.
Dave?
Before they really start getting to
you. It stinks so bad in this room.
Oh.
Oh.
Dave, where did it all go wrong?
Oh,
chugging that brine.
Well, you're the one that wanted to do it.
I mean,
well, I did say you had to finish everything, but you don't go and chug it.
I had to go one. You know, stoop. You got to go one direction
you
or
stooge.
The other. You know, and you know, I chose the. Second
you go blow your nose. Something.
Is there anything you do differently?
With a Kleenex. God knows we got enough of them.
Hey, you got one over there, bro?
I sure do.
Yeah,
Josephus.
Thank you,
then
homie.
You can start on the gefilte fish.
There you go, Theodore Roosevelt.
Done, man. There ain't no way I can eat no more gefilte fish. I ate three pieces, man, and drank my vomit twice.
Well, nobody asked you to do that.
It counts for something, don't
no,
it?
No, it does not. To me, it doesn't. It means you couldn't.
That's not what he asked you to
it
do.
Means you couldn't finish the meal.
Why did you drink your vomit? What was going through your head? Why did
it
you think
like,
that was
it looks
good?
Looks like brain, don't it, man?
It's
Dave,
minced fish.
What made you think it would be a good idea to drink your own vomit?
It came from my inside, man. It's not like it's been in there a whole long time.
But you know what that paint bucket's been through.
Yeah, that is.
You're right.
Absolute Law text line. Stop drinking your vomit. Words I have never heard. Yuck.
I'm done, man.
Yeah, you are, huh?
Yep.
But
yeah.
Nobody asked you
nobody
to
asked
do
you.
That.
I'm done.
What did you think when you started to drink your own vomit? Why? What was the idea? What were you going to get from that?
Just maybe some like power. You know, get
power.
That extra.
You're an idiot.
You thought that. Vomit would make you powerful.
It might lube the insides for this.
I'm going to take a couple other calls
fish
here
to go
just
down a little
it.
Bit more, but
that's pretty impressive.
Ahoy!
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
I can't. Yeah.
Hey, how
hi.
Are y'all?
Good. Who's this?
This is Jody. Actually, after listening to Dave vomit his gefilte fish.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
How y'all doing?
We're doing
all
good.
Right.
We're good. Doing good, Jody.
Good. I just have a quick story about gefilte fish.
Sure, go right ahead.
I was in one of our favorite grocery stores down here, and they have a very small kosher section. And there was a very, very southern redneck couple. And she said to the husband, "My God, who would eat that jello fat fish?" And I'm thinking, oh, my God, you probably have possum barbecues every Sunday.
Now, do you like gefilte fish?
No, but I'm from upstate New York, and I know all about the kosher and how to pronounce everything. I would never eat gefilte fish. I wouldn't eat carp, period.
No, carp.
But it was just very funny.
It's an aquarium.
Wouldn't that be offensive to Japanese people?
Yeah.
I don't know, because they eat, you know, raw fish, but I don't think they eat carp. I don't think so.
Jody, can I get you something?
Burp.
Yeah, do you have a pewter mug left?
I do have the pewter mug. Hold on, okay? And have a great
weekend,
sweetheart.
I would love
sweetheart.
One. You too, darlings. We love you.
Hold on, thank you. Hold on.
You got it, Dave. You did it. You did it.
He didn't do it.
He did something.
Not what we asked him to do. I'm still going to have to throw away $9 worth of gefilte fish.
No, probably only like $4 or $5 worth.
Yep, because he couldn't complete the task week two.
Oh man,
Jody, where did you go? You hung up on us, sweetheart.
Oh man,
are you not doing okay?
Ahoy,
no,
who's this?
I'm not feeling well, man.
Hey, ahoy, guys, this is Steve. How are you?
Hey, Steve.
Real well.
My original purpose in calling. I called last week, by the way. I was trying to encourage Dave to eat the pickled egg.
Yeah, he can't. He couldn't.
He was having a hard time, which kind of surprised me. But today I was calling to encourage him. You know, this is nothing but a store-bought jar of soup.
Yeah,
really,
that's it. That's it.
But at the point where he couldn't eat the soup, but he was chugging his own vomit out of a garbage can.
Yes.
I'm perplexed.
Yeah, me too.
I don't understand. Dave,
and nobody asked him to do it, Steve. Nobody asked him to do that.
No, Dave, how can you not be able to eat, you know, a little fish dumpling soup, but you can chug your vomit?
I'm a small guy. There's only so much food I can pack in there.
Oh, stop.
So it was the quantity?
Is that what it was?
It's quantity, yeah. I can't, you know, it's not like I can just pound down 5 pounds of food, Stan.
Right, that was...
Stan, what is the total content of the jar?
I know.
24 ounces?
1 pound, 8 ounces.
It is,
24 ounces. 24, hey, come on, man, you could have done that.
Yeah.
24 ounces, I've seen you put down 24 ounces plenty of times.
Yeah, with a pop top.
Yeah.
If that were beer, you would have put down a lot more than 24 ounces.
Hey, buddy, what can I get you?
Oh, I don't feel well.
Oh, nothing today, fellas. Thank you, though.
You betcha.
I do not feel well, man.
How many O'Doul's did you drink that time when we got you a case?
Did Jody call back?
I think I drank an 18-pack that morning.
Did you finish it?
Ahoy.
Yeah, remember? But I never caught a buzz.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is JD.
Hey, JD.
I got a quick story for your question of the week yesterday.
Okay.
Oof. I deliver freight, and there's a place, kind of shade tree mechanic guys worked out of a unit in the back of a strip of building, and they were stripping out cars, and they were using the wet dry vac to suck the gas out of the gas tank. It didn't work very well.
I can imagine. Hey, can I get you something?
Firehouse subs would be good.
You got it. Hold on.
Thanks.
Stop it now.
I'm done. Okay.
We are too. You disappoint again.
Are you kidding me?
You didn't. I'm throwing away good gefilte fish. All will be forgiven if you eat one of those eggs.
He tapped out.
He's done.
Don't even mention them eggs, man.
We're going to get you updated on traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails, they're all on the way. Stan and Haney, 96K, Ron.
When you think America, you think apple pie, hot dogs, beer, baseball, and Stan and Haney. We celebrate Stan and Haney. There you go. On 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. We want to thank the listener that sent us the picture of Dining with Dave, mid-vomit.
Projectile style.
Stan and Haney Jr. Heard Dave puking on gefilte fish, and Junior came in and said, I haven't had anything to eat all day.
He's hungry.
You're hungry. There you go. Let me see.
He's Scandinavian. He's used to that stuff.
Try a gefilte fish. By the way, how's the tartar buildup? How's the gingivitis?
It's going away. I'm healing up.
Oh God. All right, come on.
Hey, go ahead. Have a
that
big
ain't nothing what I was eating, bro.
I said I would try a bite.
A bite? That's not a bite.
I said I would try a bite.
We'll put the mic where we can hear it.
Sorry.
Smell it.
I don't want to do it no more. I drank all that, bro.
Yeah.
Why would
he put his mouth on the edge and drank it all.
You don't make any sense sometimes.
A little bitch.
Oh, really?
How is that, Junior?
How is Junior?
It's not
how is
bad,
that?
Man.
Well, then why did you puke your guts out?
He's such a little bitch. He's like puking all over the place.
Okay. Let me see you finish it all, bro, and drink the broth while you're at it.
I'm not going to drink the broth.
What does it say?
There's another one that came in. Bucket baby.
That's so rad.
Junior's macking on the gefilte fish.
Yeah, I ate like five pieces, man.
That's no, you
did. Yes, I did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I did.
And then he chugged the broth and puked.
Is there like carrots in there? And stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Go onions, enjoy, carrots.
Enjoy. This actually isn't that bad.
It's delicious. I know. It's like a Campbell's soup.
Yep.
Dave, then why did you
just
throw
look
up?
At yourself? Look at yourself.
Well,
yeah, it's good. It's great.
Not bad.
And then there's you.
That looks delicious.
Okay, and it's an appetizer, Stan. It's not a meal.
You know, Stan. This is the Stan and Haney show, not the Junior and Dave show. And Haney wanted to give us a little treat here.
We've been enjoying ourselves, and it's a Friday. We can be a little looser for some reason, although I'm not sure exactly why.
No.
But I figured, you know what? We got a couple of minutes. Let's enjoy ourselves. Because you mentioned this the other day, and I agreed with you. It's been too long since we've heard it.
Okay. Roll them. Oh, yeah! Greatest tuba song ever.
Stories have made the rounds about traveling bands and redneck towns, but for tuba players, this has got to be a first.
Love this.
This one starts like they all do. I'd been traveling hard for a day or two, and I stopped into this joint to quench my thirst. Up walked this big mountain man, said, "What you got there, a garbage can?" I said, "Excuse me, that's my tuba, if you please." He said, "Great, play a country song so me and my buddies can sing along." And I told him I only play with symphonies. He slammed his fist and spit out his beer, and his body language made it very clear this wasn't gonna be just another B-flat day. That's when he cocked his 30-06, and boy, I let out with some country licks. I never thought I'd hear my tuba play. Get out of there, so I grabbed my horn and headed for the door. Just about then I felt a lasso wrapped around me and my tuba too, and they yanked me back and they hollered, "More, man, more!"
Love it.
Snap out of it, Dave.
I am.
Now, K-Rock
Traffic. You snapped, man.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. It's Friday. Almost quitting time. Woo!
Hey, right. Dave, you remember how to yodel?
Little old lady. Woo.
There you go.
All right. Anyways, two on the board here. We got Fort Myers. We got a disabled vehicle at I-75 northbound and Palm Beach Boulevard. And in Bonita Springs, we have a crash at I-75 northbound and Bonita Beach Road. Mm-hmm. And you're up to date. Another update, 30 minutes.
Thank you.
Love that country tuba.
That's awesome. Coming up in less than an hour, newscast of record. You need to know what's coming up. That's why Mark Haney's got the headlines for you right now. Play that country tuba, cowboy.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know. As you may have heard, the KFC Cheeto conspiracy is going nationwide.
Cheetos.
You like Cheetos? You know, paper plates and napkins. When you got kids, that's the only way to go. What do you think is the worst thing another woman could do to a bride?
Ruin their wedding.
Well, yeah, but specifically...
Ruin, I mean...
I would say another woman attending a wedding and shows up wearing a wedding dress.
Oh, yeah. Or white.
It happens. White. It happened in Kirtland, Ohio. The mother-in-law wore an actual wedding dress to her son's wedding.
That's, you know what? You got to put up with the in-laws, too. And that's going to be a long ride.
Or not.
Or not.
A nursing home worker pulled a man out of a sinking car. Rare good news.
Okay.
And then a very quick ride back to reality. Man beat up a 75-year-old Walmart greeter over Gatorade. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. We try to bring it to you on Friday and every day. Oh, geez. That's why we now present to you the 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, and Fort Myers. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Today is the first day of summer.
Yep. Hell yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
fun facts about summer.
Top fun facts about summer.
At least 65% of the movies that come out during the summer either feature The Rock or a man in a cape.
Yeah. That's true.
Summer Solstice will be the name for the next Kardashian child. That giant multi-person float with the drink holders and built-in cooler you spent $250 on the internet will have a slow leak in it by July 2nd.
Always. Always.
Days are much longer in June.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you take away your child's iPad. The month of July was named after Julius Caesar, who conquered much of the world with his hot and ready pizzas.
Hot and. Mm. Mm-hmm. It's not and.
No, it's not.
No, it's hot and. Mm. That's why a lot of years they wanted to know. Is it Stan and Haney or Stan and Haney? No, it's Stan and Haney.
They tried to make it.
Yeah.
We didn't like it.
No, we were advised not to do that, remember?
Yep. We had to fight for it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. They say men are more likely to cheat during the summer months. It's fairly logical. Think about it. NBA players got time on their hands.
Yeah, that's right.
If you're spending summer in school, well, hello there, dumbass.
Laugh it off.
Yeah, Dave had to do that a lot.
Night summer school.
Laugh it off.
We'll be enjoying summer for 3 months.
Yeah.
Now, if you're trying to think of, oh, 3 months, how long does that feel? Well, it's like a Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
And finally, the very top, fun fact about summer.
Yes.
It's hotter than spring, but nowhere near as hot as the girl throwing the javelin in that clickbait ad.
That damn right. That is so true.
And that, my friends, is the fourth line.
Has left the building. Email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
All right. Question of the week time. Dumbest person you've ever known. You know what? Not 5 minutes after the segment yesterday, Scatter sent us this. Back when I was a plumber.
Boy, he has lived many lives. Yep.
Back when I was a plumber, I used to put up with a lot of people's crap all day long. I would have to say that has to make me the single dumbest person I know. The only people that are probably slightly more stupid are all those who still plumb. I do not know any of them, obviously, because I refuse to know coworkers, past or present, and future for that matter. And I have that for whichever job I decide to go to. Keep coworkers of any type far, far away from me. I hate them all. Signed, Scatter.
Okay, that made perfect sense to me.
John writes, ahoy, guys. To answer the question of the week, the dumbest person I ever knew was a private hill that served with me in Iraq in 2011. During the mission brief around, the first week in Iraq, he falls asleep in front of our battalion commander. Guess he didn't learn because on mission, pulling security for a key leader engagement, everyone is heading back to the trucks and he's missing. I go looking for him. And what do you know? There he is, on the ground, sleeping on his stomach in the middle of a town in Iraq. Haney for president. Signed, John.
I wonder what his major malfunction is.
I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, no, I haven't gotten him yet. I got to read this one first. This is from your gaming buddy, Haney Clayton.
Oh, okay.
This is intended for Haney. I listen to your episodes via the podcast, and I usually listen to them in bulk while I'm working 12-hour shifts on the weekend. I emailed the show about a year ago, and I was the guy with the crazy computer setup. During your news on an episode on the podcast entitled Spike from the Railway Inn, Stan was telling you to point your phone at the TV and record your gameplay. Please don't listen to him regarding that. Cell phones do not offer the best video quality, and they offer terrible audio, and people won't want to watch if the production value is poor on your gameplay. You would probably be good at streaming, but for the love of God, do it correctly. I will personally help you set up everything and hold your hand through it if you want to record and stream your gameplay properly, and you don't need a setup like mine to do it. There is a right way and a wrong way to do it. Let me know if you want help doing it the correct way. I have helped get other people going who are far less intelligent than you are. Also, I know you play Destiny a lot, and I am curious of what you think of the news that they are making it free to play, so let me know your take on that. Good show as always, guys. I keep listening. Signed, Clayton.
Well, I think considering that the game has been out for several years now, I've purchased every expansion. I'm fine with that because it will increase the player base going forward. That's my stance on it.
I'm glad Dave isn't in the room right now because the Guardian is about ready to speak.
He didn't take his belt off first, did he?
Yes, pretty close. Where did he? What is he doing?
Junior told him that he smelled, and so I think that he just probably went and maybe he's washing his hair in the toilet.
So, standing out in the sun at the remote with Rob, coming in here, he's spilling gefilte fish all over himself.
He was fine until Junior and vomiting. Told him. Yeah, oh, but Junior...
Does he stink? I don't whiff him.
Yeah, as soon as I walked up to him and said hello, he reeked.
Is it body odor or is it gefilte
it's
fish?
It's gefilte fish.
It smelled like the gefilte fish, okay. Yeah.
Because he's one of those, although he's 45, he's one of those 18 to 30-year-olds that doesn't use deodorant. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Your question of the week. Over the years, I have known many people who were just dumb. But I have to say there is one person who fits the description, and that has to be Dave the Waterman.
Oh, come on.
Dave, I'm not saying you're stupid. You just have done so many things that are just so dumb. You never seem to learn from your numerous dumb mistakes. Let's just take this recent incident with your new relationship. You had one so-called date, and then you became involved sexually. Now she thinks you're a couple. Big, dumb mistake. Now, if you would have made it clear that just because you had sex didn't mean you were a couple, you wouldn't be in this dilemma. Back in the day, we had what we called F-buddies. Someone who you...
Boy, the Guardian is just taking him to school.
Yes, he is. Someone who you both agreed was not going to be a serious relationship. It was purely sexual. Yes, we were friends, but you both knew it was nothing more. So I would be careful, Dave, or it could lead to something you really don't want. Remember, Uncle Haney can't afford to be responsible for anyone else. You guys are the best, sign the Guardian.
Jesus.
Yep.
I'm doing the best I can.
I know you are, and you know, you don't have to put the weight of the world on you. He should learn. Everybody that's in distress, you go and put the weight all on you. And it, look what it's doing to you.
Stan. It says there, in plain English...
Yes.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Would Dave do the same for you?
Probably.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
You say that with a lot of conviction.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yes.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Hey, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak. And now, back to Stan and Haney on 96K Rock. Everything that rocks.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon with Dave the Waterman. Then... we've got all of our qualifiers for the Rolling Stones tickets. Rob Show is going to give away those tickets tonight. He's going to call out three names. I'll tell you when and how long you got in just a second. But right now, here's Mr. Gefilte Fish.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
All right, Stan. Woo! All right, we've got two on the board here. We'll start in Lehigh Acres. We have a crash with unknown injuries at Lee Street and Lee Boulevard, so be on the lookout for that there. And on Sanibel, we have a disabled vehicle in the 1400 block of Middle Gulf Drive. And that'll do traffic. Another big 30 minutes.
All right, here's the deal. All of the qualifying for the Rolling Stones tickets to see them in Miami have been taken care of. At 6:20, mark it down, do what you gotta do. 6:20, Rob Show will call out three qualifying names. You will have until 7:30 to get a hold of him. If you don't get a hold of him by 7:30, he'll call out some more names. You want the tickets that badly, be listening to Rob Show. starting at 6 o'clock, but the names will be called out at 6:20. Stay tuned. Ahoy.
No. Hey. Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. It's Billy. It's Friday. It's got to be Billy. Hey, Billy. How are you, pal?
What's up, Billy?
Hey, Dave. Rock and roll, bro.
Damn right, rock and roll, bro.
Dave?
What can I do you for, Billy?
Is it cool to drink your own vomit?
Yeah, I'd like to know that. Dave, is it cool to drink your own vomit?
Right. That is a very...
That's a very good question. Let me talk like I'm reading something.
No, it's a good
question.
He asked
you a question.
I know, Stan.
I'll give you the answer. No, Billy, it's not.
I wouldn't recommend it, but if you want to impress somebody, give it a shot one time. You got to try it at least once, Billy.
But why would that impress people?
It disgusts people is what that does.
Well, of course, that turns you away.
You had to go to the other room to wash up because Junior said you stunk.
Yeah, well, I probably still do. You know, I've got guilt the fish juice all over me. But you know what, Billy? Sometimes you do things in life. They're not the brightest things or the smartest, obviously.
Stupid.
But not necessarily, Stan.
Stupid.
And you're damn right, right on, Billy. But you get a reaction out of people, and that's what you're looking for.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah. Like, they're paying attention to you.
Yeah, they're looking at you, and they're going, hey, no, he didn't do that. No!
You see, Billy, what you will learn as you get older is there is positive attention, like when you do well in school and all that, and people pay attention to you. Then there is what is called, and it's an illness, negative attention. By doing bad things or doing stupid things, you play the fool, and you get negative attention.
Well, see, Billy, I think you're on the right path by smoking right now.
That's not what he was talking about.
I'm just saying.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, you're damn right, you know? And you're starting to drink. I think that's a positive move on your part. So, of course, you're going to step it up. You might start eating gilta fish like me and drinking your vomit.
Gefilte fish.
Gefilte, whatever it is, Stan.
You're feeling a lot of gilta.
No, I'm feeling a little sick. But that's all right. It'll go away.
Right on.
Yeah. You know what, dude? I'll give you a little hint, man. You do stunts like that? Eat a lot of anti-diarrhea pills, man? Shut your system right down.
Well, is that good?
Yeah.
No. It's not. No, it's not, Billy.
Well, Stan says it's not, but it works for me.
But why would you want to shut your system down? That's what keeps you alive.
Well, of course. I mean, you're going to go eventually. It might take a day or two, but you're going to go.
Go where? You're going to go. It's going to shut your system down. Billy says you might die. And then you say, yeah, in a few days, you're going to go.
No, you're going to go number
two. What does that mean?
You're going to go number two, and it's going to not burn. What?
Billy, what are you doing there, champ? What do you got there?
Just smoking some dope.
Right on, man.
Where did you get the dope from, Billy?
This guy that boffed my mom.
Oh, did you steal it from him, bro?
Yeah, he left a couple of nugs on the coffee table.
Ah, what a loser, dude.
Maybe he left them for my mom, but, you know, F her.
Yeah, swipe those bad boys, man. Were you smoking? Are you making, like, those little aluminum foil bowls, Billy? Are you using, like, a toilet paper roll, or you got your own glass bowl? What do you got going now?
No, I like to make it out of an apple.
Okay, I got you.
So there are apples in the refrigerator, huh?
No, I was told you don't put apples in the refrigerator, you little dumbass.
That's right, Billy. Tell him, man. You need to make like a bagel bite bowl.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I want to get me one of those Cheeto sandwiches.
Oh, bro. After smoking, man, after smoking what you're smoking, you'd probably just mow one of those down, bro.
Dave?
Yeah.
I messed up.
Oh, man. Not cool, bro. What'd you do, Billy? It's summer break, man. Come on now.
I've been smoking a couple of those nugs.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know. This stuff might be hash. I don't know. But then I started watching YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw this video that says, everything we know is wrong, and that the world is run by satanic vampires that control the banking system.
Gonna say right on to that, Dave? Right on?
Billy, it's about right on, man. Really.
What?
That is true. That is true. That Illuminati, man. Start watching that stuff while you're baked. Yeah.
We're screwed.
Yeah, we are, bro. Dude, when you get older, man, you are so screwed, Billy. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, because you're telling them to smoke dope and
no, I'm
drink
not.
And do
no,
cigarettes.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Tell them to drink his own vomit.
No,
that
I'm not.
Makes you cool. Just
do your thing, Billy. Just do you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bro? Do you,
it
made, man.
It just, when I learned that, it just made me want to go F it, you know?
What do you mean by that,
whoa,
Billy?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, this weekend, a buddy of mine said he'd give me a tattoo for free.
Sweet. Nothing like a first tattoo, man.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell him what you have, Dave? Dave's got tattoos, Billy.
I sure do, man. I got a jailhouse-style tattoo on my back, man. It says suicidal tendencies.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's so
what
rad.
Does that mean?
Yeah, what does that
well,
mean?
It's a band, man. It's my favorite band, man.
Yeah. What do you got on the front of you, Dave?
I got a tattoo on the front that says, no regrets, Billy.
Sweet.
Spelled wrong.
Yeah. Actually says regrets.
So, he says he's going to do it for free.
What are you getting? Yeah. What are you getting?
Well, that's what I wanted to ask Dave. What should I get?
What are you really into right now? What's going to stick with you, you think, the rest of your life? A band? You know, are you into a book, certain books? You just into smoking bud right now? You know, maybe just get like a killer bud leaf tattooed on you?
Dude.
Yeah, they'll get you hired at a good job.
No homo or anything, but I was thinking about getting Waterman Rules.
Oh, bro. Oh.
Where would you have that tattoo put, Billy?
Well, the guy said what he's got most experience with, because he's just starting out. He works from home.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't have, you know, pro equipment.
Just a needle and ink from a ballpoint pen, huh?
Well, he's a very good artist, and most of the work he's done is on chicks' lower backs.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's where he wants to do it.
No, Billy.
Yeah, Dave. How do you like that?
Billy.
Waterman Rules right on his little lower back there.
No,
tramp
Billy.
Stamp.
No.
They call that a tramp stamp,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they do.
With
they
your
do.
Name on it,
they
Dave.
Do. Yeah, they do call it a tramp stamp stand. Billy, don't do that. I mean, seriously, I'm flattered. I am flattered you'd get Waterman Rules, but you got to do it somewhere else. Get it? Get it across your
maybe
chest.
Maybe on an ass cheek?
No. Maybe across your chest, across your upper back, maybe.
Maybe right know? Maybe right where the leg meets the, you know, right there?
No. See, Stan's a little bit of a sicko, Billy.
He's the one that's doing a tramp stamp with your name on it, and you're encouraging him.
No, I'm not. I'm telling him, don't do the tramp stamp. He can do Waterman Rules. That's cool.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about Waterman, you know, being spelled with, like, letters like AC/DC or Metallica uses.
Yeah.
Then I was going to have, like, a skull underneath it with a cigarette in its mouth smiling.
Yep. Right on.
Right there by the tailbone.
No, Billy, can't do it there. No, don't put a skull next to your butt bone, Billy.
Because I...
How about something that says this road goes both ways?
No, that's... Billy, don't listen to Stan.
Waterman rules.
Yeah.
Well, he did say, because I said, I don't know if that's cool or not. He said, okay, well, that's where I do my best work.
Yeah.
But if you don't want it on your lower back, he said, I might could do it on your neck.
Yeah, right up to the face.
Bam, son. Right there. Right there.
And then, so the skull would be like right around my Adam's apple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like ear to ear. Waterman rules, right? From ear to ear. And then the skull on your Adam's apple right there. That'd be rad, man.
When are you going to get that done, Billy?
So do you like the idea of a cigarette, or would you rather the skull have a knife in its teeth?
Of course, a smoke, Billy. Of course, a smoke.
Yeah.
Smoke's cool. And then maybe even on the smoke, put like Waterman 100 in real fine print.
Yeah, that's smart.
You know?
I don't know if he can do that.
Okay, he's not that skilled yet. I get it.
He will be, though.
You have to watch out for hepatitis and other...
don't worry about it, Billy.
Blood contact diseases.
Don't worry. No, Stan's scaring you, Billy.
It's cool. He's got like a bottle of very special stuff called isopropyl alcohol and a cotton swab.
Damn right. That's all you need, bro. That's all you need, man.
He's very careful, and he wears the same kind of gloves my mom does the dishes with.
Yeah.
Well, at least he's somewhat sanitary.
What do you think is going to happen when your mom sees you?
I'll probably get lots of attention.
Yep, that negative attention like Dave likes.
Probably, like the kind of attention I got when I stole a Matchbox car years ago.
Billy, I say go for it.
You stole that thing about a year ago.
Go for it, Billy. It's summer vacation.
Yeah, we were at a garage sale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I just saw this little car, and it looked kind of like a Batmobile, and I wanted it.
Just pocketed it.
Yep. And then the guy caught me and grabbed me by the arm and then started yelling about how it was an effing collector's set and I'm going to jail.
Yep.
You know what, bro? But if you looked at him with that tattoo, man, I guarantee he would have let you go. You'd have been, hey, mother.
Yeah. Besides, we live in a world ruled by satanic vampires. Who cares?
Right, Dave?
That's right.
Yeah.
Right on.
I gotta go, Billy. Let us know when you get that tattoo and send us some pictures, okay?
Okay, brah.
Right on, bro.
All right.
Hey, mail me some of that bud, will you?
Mail you some of that bud. You're going to tell a kid to mail some bud to you.
You want me to just mail you a nug to the radio station?
Yeah, straight up front, straight to the office.
No, don't do it.
I love that kid.
Yeah.
He's going to grow up and be so
successful. Chip
off
the old block, isn't he?
What a success, man.
96 K-Rock. Sincerely, we do this show nude from the waist up and also the waist down. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. We'll get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Rob Show tonight, 6:20. He's going to announce three names who have qualified for the Rolling Stones tickets. Your job is to call him back before 7:30. If you don't, he's going to call out some more names.
Yeah, how do you like that?
Yeah, and then you're losing your opportunity.
You won't get to hear Mick Jagger going, she got legs.
That's correct. So it's going to start tonight. Multiple pairs of Rolling Stones tickets. You got to be listening because you have a short window to get back to Rob's show or more names. That's why we qualified so many people. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive. Here's Mr. No Regrets himself. Remember when you got that tattoo, brah?
Yeah, brah.
Yeah.
Check that out, man.
Yeah. Cool? Look at that.
Check hell yeah.
Yeah,
look
at that. Hell yeah. Dude, get some.
I told you should have got Molly Hatchet.
I know,
man. You don't listen to me.
Yeah.
I should have.
The guy couldn't do it. He said, that's too much work. This, because he got it at a tattoo show.
Yeah. By like somebody that won a big time television thing.
And he was going to give Dave a tattoo, mm-hmm. and it was between like a Molly Hatchet album cover.
Yeah.
And No Regrets.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, look, I got a show I got to do. That's a couple of days worth of work. How about No Regrets and script across his chest?
I said, I'm in, bro. Dial it in. Dial it in.
You're fearless, man.
Yeah.
You know?
You can't help it.
Telling you, bro.
You are the coolest dude I know.
I know,
yeah,
man.
Nobody's cooler.
I'm sorry. I'm so cool.
Drinking your own vomit. That's so cool.
That, man.
Dude, I'm telling you, man.
I mean, shut that the front door.
Yeah, man. Nothing's cooler than that.
You know?
That's a real chick magnet.
That is, dude, you are one rad dude if you can do that.
Yeah. I mean, you're like Super Dave Osborne.
Lord rest his soul.
Yeah. Poor fella.
Yep. Yeah, and some of the stunts wind up the same way as Super Dave's.
Yes, they do.
You know who Super Dave is?
Oh, yeah, he used to have that show on Saturday nights.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You know who he really is, though, don't you? Funkhauser.
From Curb.
Oh, yeah, he was on there. Yeah.
Marty Funkhauser.
That's right. Yeah. You're right.
There's John Viner introducing Super Dave. Guest on our show.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
Amy's
Pot it up. Come on, man. It's an important one.
Super Dave Osborne.
I need an outfit
Super
like
Dave,
that.
Super Dave, are you almost ready for today's stunt?
Stunt man extraordinaire.
Yeah.
And I'm getting ready for what will probably be my most spectacular stunt.
Super Dave, is it going to be even more impressive than when you tried to mate with a blue whale?
Yes, John, I am. Yes, absolutely.
Even though I take every precaution necessary, call it what you will, the thing that protects me most is my incredible sense of what's going on around me. So how do you use that special sense this evening, Super Dave?
Well, as you know, John, the point is that I sense danger and I did that stunt with my eyes.
How do you use that special sense this evening, Super Dave?
Well, as you know, John, I've caught bullets with my teeth. Stunt today, but I did that stunt with my eyes open. I've developed my sensitivity to a stunt now. I've never done it with a blindfold before, but to perform my stunt today,
God is with me, and I hope everything will be work out fine. It's an extremely bright day today.
It's a very difficult stunt. I've never done it with a blindfold before, but
blindfold, that won't be a problem.
God is with me, and I hope everything will be now in that position. It's an extremely bright day today. As you can see, I'm squinting, but blindfold, that won't be a problem. So
prepare the blindfold.
Bear with me now. I'll get in position, and thank you.
John, what they're doing now is putting the blindfold on. They're putting the blindfold on, so I will not be able to see anything. Louis, if you'll pass your hand in front of my eyes.
Okay, I can't see anything. All right, now what I'm going to do, I'll have to ask for quiet.
Okay, do you have my visor closed?
I appreciate that this many people showed up today for this event, but I'm going to have to ask for silence.
Now what I'm going to do, I'll have to ask for quiet.
Of what I'm doing now. I appreciate that this many people showed up today for this event, but I'm going to have to ask for silence.
No, it's all between me and the man.
Because the timing.
Don't do anything until I say go. What they're going to try to do is crush me with an 11-ton metal.
It's all between me and the man.
Don't do anything until I say go. What they're going to try to do is crush me with an 11-ton metal.
Woo!
Yeah! Oh!
Super Dave doesn't make excuses, but
it wasn't a
blindfold.
It's
just
I arranged with the guy who was running the crane, and then
he wasn't supposed to move the ball until I said go.
Oh!
Harry.
Super Dave.
Yeah, and he was the brother of
Sonny.
His brother, another famous guy.
Ozzy Osbourne?
No.
I don't know.
Do you know his real name?
I just know him as Super Dave Osbourne, no. And
Bob Einstein.
And Bob his Einstein. Brother is known as
Albert Einstein?
No, close.
That's his real name.
That's his real name.
Alberto?
Albert Brooks.
Albert Brooks, really?
Yes. Hmm. There you go.
Yeah, they're the real Einstein brothers.
Yeah,
I learned something.
Yeah, learn everything.
How long will you retain it for?
I don't know, 24 maybe. Maybe 12, actually.
We will find out later on in this newscast. Let's get you updated. Let's get you updated. Of course you do. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Here's Einstein.
He's got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Damn right. All right, all right, all right. Woo! Guess what? Nothing to report.
What?
You're up to date.
Sweet.
Another update, 30 minutes.
Always like to hear that, Dave. And who was Super Dave's brother? Who was Super Dave's?
Albert Einstein.
His show name?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
No. Who was
the
Super
Brooks
Dave?
Brothers? Albert Brooks.
There we go. See how he kept that?
But they're not the Brooks brothers. They're the Einstein brothers.
Okay. Well, Brooks and Einstein.
And who played Funkhauser?
Super Dave Osbourne.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Mark.
I know stuff.
Haney and the News. Brought to you by...
You see... What was supposed to happen.
Yes. Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Super Dave doesn't make excuses.
Starts right now.
From News Headquarters, this is the Evening News with Dan Rather substituting for Walter Cronkite. And in Washington, Ike Pappas, Marvin Kalb, Bob Schieffer, Roger Mudd, Daniel Shore, Terry Drinkwater at Camp Pendleton, California, David Dick in Niceville, Florida. And Roy Karen
Niceville.
In Marshalltown, Iowa.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, June 21st.
Double M XIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Stan, you know your American history.
I sure do.
Like nobody's business.
What do you want to know?
Well, let's talk U.S. states.
Oh, jeez. I was never good at naming, like, state capitals.
It's not that.
Okay.
What was the first, the first state admitted to the Union... That was not one of the original 13 colonies.
Oh, that's a good one. Northeast, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a one word or two word?
One word, two syllables.
Vermont.
You are correct.
Am I? All right.
Made it too easy for you.
Vermont. Great syrup.
Vermont was a British territory until the Revolutionary War. Well, after that whole kerfuffle, Vermont wasn't all that interest in it. In 1777... They were not part of the Union, not part of the United States. They became their own independent country called the Vermont Republic. They finally saw the light of day in 1791.
So they were their own country for a while.
From 77 to 91, yes. And I imagine that that was allowed until all of a sudden this new country around them went, hey, we want the syrup.
Yep. So join up.
Or die.
Yep. Yeah.
It became the 14th state in 1791, thus the first state that was not one of the original 13 colonies.
All right.
We have kept you up to date on this every step of the way, and I'm sorry, folks, we are powerless to stop it. Back in January, it was very hush-hush. KFC began testing a new fried chicken sandwich.
Let's see if I got that kid trying it.
A fried chicken sandwich that broke all the rules. Specifically, a fried chicken sandwich that uses Cheetos as a condiment. It has full-size Cheetos as a topping on the chicken sandwich, but they don't stop there.
No.
It's all dipped in a Cheetos-flavored sauce. And now, nationwide rollout beginning July 1st.
Yeah, look at that. Here's a kid trying it for the first time. Oh, no, that's not. No, no.
Help that child.
Take a bite. Is it good?
Uh-huh. Oh, so you know it's got to be good. That's all you need to know.
Now, it is rolling out nationwide July 1st, but it's really just another trial balloon. It'll only be available for 4 weeks.
Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're there already.
We sure are.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Jason and Todd invite you to join them this weekend as Verascio, one of America's top bridal designers, will join the Diamond District with their entire collection of stunning engagement and wedding rings. Verascio has always been on the forefront of design and technology, and by pushing the limits of innovation, Verascio gives you an unparalleled level of quality, comfort, and craftsmanship. Jason and Todd are excited to meet you personally, and along with your purchase of any Verascio ring valued at $2,500 or more, you'll receive a free pair of 1-carat total weight diamond stud earrings valued at $1,500. If you're in love and ready to be engaged, there is no better weekend to visit the Diamond District. Jason and Todd are also offering 12 months interest-free financing. This is big. View the entire collection of Verascio engagement and wedding rings. Purchase any Verascio ring for $2,500 or more and receive free 1-carat total diamond weight stud earrings valued at $1,500. Only with the Diamond District.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill?
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Do you want me to go first, or you want to go first?
In regards to?
I guess I'll go.
All right, go. I
oh, jeez. It all looks so good.
What?
I guess I will have the Salisbury steak with the homemade smashed potato with the onion crater gravy and an order of baby honey glazed carrots, and for dessert, I'd like a slice of your banana cream pie. You know what? Let's make that a la mode. Stan?
I'll have the southern fried chicken with steamed broccoli. And for a dessert, I'd like to have the apple cobbler. How's that?
That's good. Thank you. Was that a man or a woman?
I've been told don't ask anymore. Or I'll get in trouble.
Well, they're all wearing slacks. How are we? Because I think it was hitting on you.
It.
Sorry about that, folks. Just had to get our dinner order in. You know, it's what? Full service here at Beasley.
Yeah.
We don't worry about a thing.
I can't say anything.
Bill. 52-year-old Andrew Lunn works as a noise at an assisted living facility in Salisbury, Maryland.
Ah!
He was at work on Tuesday when someone put their car in reverse by mistake and backed into the river that runs by the property. Andrew realized the driver couldn't get out, and there's no way that help would arrive in time. So while his co-workers commented on the situation and felt very bad for that poor man, and,
yeah,
you know, called 911 and said, oh boy, I hope somebody helps him, Andrew stripped down to the skivvies, dove into the water, managed to get the guy to wake up and roll his effing window down.
Male noise.
Undo his seatbelt and pulled him out through the window as the car went completely under. An ambulance took the man to the hospital, and he ended up with minor injuries. It turns out Andrew hasn't always worked at the nursing home.
No.
He used to be a lifeguard, so no big deal to him.
Yeah.
And he says, having his training as a lifeguard and as a noise helped because he is used to dealing with high-pressure situations.
There it is. There's the car being hauled out of there.
Jeez. He's lucky. Because everybody else was standing around going, yep. oh, I hope he's okay.
I heard the guy, I think I had it on the, I didn't play it, but it was on the grab bag. I did not use the clip the nurse described.
What?
The noise.
Oh.
That literally had to go and tell the guy, hey, talking to him, roll your window down.
Take your seat belt off.
And then he said he slid right out like a fish.
Like a
filter fish.
Like a gilt fish?
Yeah, a gilt fish.
If you would like to see a woman exhibit unbridled rage, try to show her up at her own wedding.
You don't do that. That's their special day, and nobody, not even the groom, will ruin that day. Especially anybody else at the wedding. Nobody will ruin her day.
Especially another woman upstaging the bride.
Good night.
There's a woman named Amy Penza from Kirtland, Ohio. She tweeted out a photo on Wednesday from back when she got married. And when you see the picture, you can't help but notice there's her mother-in-law wearing a full-on wedding dress to Amy's wedding.
You don't do that. You don't do that unless you're really looking for a hell marriage.
The picture shows Amy and her mother-in-law standing next to each other, both of them in long white wedding dresses.
This is beautiful. What the?
Believe it or not, Amy says she wasn't that mad about it.
Oh, really?
Amy says her mother-in-law grew up poor and that she ate matches.
What? She ate matches? What, as a kid?
I guess. Yeah. So now,
What are we having for dinner tonight? Well, we don't have anything. No, you're not going to cook your shoe, being that that's leather. No, we're going to serve matches.
And tonight, we're getting a little fancy. Real wooden matches.
Yep. Strike anywheres. Oh, hold it. There's the picture. Jeez.
Amy goes on making excuses, saying that the woman obsessively hunts for deals, and when she saw that wedding dress, it was an incredible bargain that she couldn't turn down.
And she thought she would look good in that at her daughter-in-law's wedding.
Amy says that now her mother-in-law does regret wearing the wedding dress to Amy's wedding.
No, she doesn't. Not really.
And she goes even further and says that her mother-in-law has always been just a pleasure and is a fantastic grandmother.
Well, got herself a nice little figure for her grandma.
The brunette.
Well, which one's which?
I want to say.
Yep.
Rob, which one's the mother? The mother and
the brunette is the mother.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
She's very young.
I got a little body on her. And she loves to a bargain and loves to show up her daughter-in-law's wedding.
I cannot think. I mean, if I was trying to dream up a way to just enrage a woman, I couldn't come up with a better one than that.
Yep. What the hell?
I mean, they they would put up with, you know, the overdone cleavage cocktail dress wearing slut before somebody in an actual wedding dress.
Yeah. But she thought she'd look good in it, and her figure is still nice and wants to show the daughter-in-law.
You know, a wedding, it is just fraught with opportunities for disaster.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, it's like a shuttle launch.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, and just when you think you're going to be okay, you know, you hear the pastor look at the groom, look at the bride, and go, Roger, go for throttle up. Obviously, a major malfunction.
Yep. Yeah.
Nobody knows what to do.
No. Just kind of go through with it.
There is a 75-year-old gent. He works as a greeter at the Walmart location in Cypress, Texas.
Good for him.
Last week, 42-year-old Craig Valentine was leaving that Walmart, and when the 75-year-old gave a quick glance to the receipt, he noticed that there was an 18-pack of Gatorade that apparently had not been paid for. When this was pointed out to Craig, how did he respond?
How?
He punched the 75-year-old man as hard as he could right in the face.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, he got caught and claimed that the man attacked him, but the security cameras clearly show that is not true. And he was arrested on a felony charge of causing injury to an elderly individual.
Yeah, good. Good. Claimed the 77-year-old guy hit him.
Over Gatorade.
Over Gatorade. Sorry. I mean, what line, because we're in our 50s. What line happens when somebody younger than us hits, say, you or me, and it becomes elder crime?
Oh, I think we're fair game until at least 63.
Okay.
So take your shots now.
Yeah, while you still can.
Yeah. And I mean, I think they keep edging the age up.
Yeah.
But by 75, you're well in there.
Yeah, to elderly.
Yep.
Elder crime.
And that's the news for today, Friday, June 21st.
There he is.
Double M. X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is. Little Mikey Haney telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We are the Stan and Haney Program.
These are the sounds that make life worthwhile. Just a friendly reminder that life is good in the afternoon with Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
thank you for spending your week with us. Reminder for you, next hour, around 6:20 to be exact, Rob's show is going to start calling out names of people who qualified for Rolling Stones tickets. You're going to have a window of about 7:30 to call them back, or he'll call out some more names. Stones tickets tonight with Rob's show. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
K-Rock traffic.
Couple of things. North Fort Myers crash, North Cleveland Avenue and Littleton Road, and in Fort Myers crash, Orange River Boulevard and Neal Road. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
My dad's a character, man. My dad hitchhikes everywhere. Calls it his hobby. Yeah, the court calls it his suspended license for drunk driving. I can't believe people pick him up. I don't even pick him up. He gets pissed. He's like, you went right by me. I'm like, I'm sorry. At 60 miles an hour, you look like a serial killer. I'm not taking any chances. You don't know who's hitchhiking, right? It's dangerous out there. You didn't hitchhike or out there hitchhiking. You don't want to pick up a hitchhiker. It's dangerous to pick up, right? And you don't know who's driving the car, right? That could be like a rapist. I wonder if those two have ever hooked up. I'd like to see a rapist pick up a serial killer. Wouldn't that be justice? I'd like to be a fly in that backseat. Right? Serial killer would be like, why don't you take a right on that dirt road up ahead? I was planning on it. Now turn off the lights. I'm way ahead of you, big boy. I don't think you understand. I'm going to hurt you. Meow. The serial killer has to go into the police station. I'd like to report a rape. Like, could you give us a good description? Yeah, he's in this duffel bag. Pretty accurate.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Remember, Stones tickets tonight. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Hey. Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. It's Billy. It's Friday. It's got to be Billy. Hey, Billy, how are you, pal?
Hey, Dave. Rock and roll, bro.
Damn right, rock and roll, bro.
Dave?
What can I do you for, Billy?
This weekend, a buddy of mine said he'd give me a tattoo for free.
Sweet. Nothing like a first tattoo, man.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell him what you have, Dave? Dave's got tattoos, Billy.
I sure do, man. I got a jailhouse-style tattoo on my back, man. It says suicidal tendencies.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's so
what
rad.
What does that mean?
Well, it's a band, man. It's my favorite band, man. Yeah.
What do you got on the front of you, Dave?
I got a tattoo on the front that says, no regrets, Billy.
Sweet.
Spelled wrong.
Yeah.
What are you getting?
No homo or anything, but I was thinking about getting Waterman Rules.
Oh, bro. Oh.
Where would you have that tattoo put, Billy?
Well, the guy said what he's got most experience with, because he's just starting out. He works from home.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't have, you know, pro equipment.
Just a needle and ink from a ballpoint pen, huh?
Well, he's a very good artist, and most of the work he's done is on chicks' lower backs.
Yeah.
And so that's where he wants to do it.
No, Billy.
Dave. How do you like that, Billy? Waterman Rules, right on his little lower back there.
No,
tramp
Billy.
Stamp.
No.
They call that a tramp stamp,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they do.
With
they
your
do.
Name on it,
they
Dave.
Do. Yeah, they do call it a tramp stamp, Stan. Billy, don't do that. I mean, seriously, I'm flattered. I am flattered you'd get Waterman Rules, but you got to do it somewhere else. Get it across your
maybe
chest.
Maybe on an ass cheek?
No. Maybe across your chest, across your upper back, maybe.
Maybe right where the leg meets the, you know, right there?
No. See, Stan's a little bit of a sicko, Billy.
He's the one that's doing a tramp stamp with your name on it, and you're encouraging him.
No, I'm not. I'm telling him, don't do the tramp stamp. He can do Waterman rules. That's cool.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about Waterman, you know, being spelled with, like, letters like AC/DC or Metallica uses.
Yeah.
Then I was going to have, like, a skull underneath it. With a cigarette in its mouth, smiling.
Yep. Right on.
Right there by the tailbone.
No, Billy, can't do it there. No, don't put a skull next to your... to your butt bone, Billy.
How about something that says this road goes both ways?
No, that's... Billy, don't listen to Stan.
Waterman rules.
Yeah.
Well, he did say... Because I said, I don't know if that's cool or not. He said... Okay, well, that's where I do my best work.
Yeah.
But if you don't want it on your lower back,
yeah.
He said, I might could do it on your neck.
Yeah, right up to the face.
Bam, son. Right there.
And then, so the skull would be like right around my Adam's apple.
Yeah, like ear to ear. Waterman rules, right? From ear to ear. And then the skull on your Adam's apple right there. That'd be rad, man.
When are you going to get that done, Billy?
So do you like the idea of a cigarette, or would you rather the skull have a knife in its teeth?
Of course a smoke, Billy. Of course a smoke.
Yeah,
smoke's cool. And then maybe even on the smoke, put like Waterman 100 in real fine print.
Yeah, that's smart.
You know?
I don't know if he can do that.
Okay, he's not that skilled yet. I get it.
It will be, though.
You have to watch out for hepatitis and other...
Nah, don't worry about it, Billy.
Blood contact diseases.
Don't worry. No, Stan's scaring you, Billy.
It's cool. He's got, like, a bottle of very special stuff called isopropyl alcohol and a cotton swab.
Damn right. That's all you need, bro. That's all you need, man.
He's very careful, and he wears... the same kind of gloves my mom does the dishes with.
Well, at least he's somewhat sanitary.
What do you think is going to happen when your mom sees you?
Oh, I'll probably get lots of attention.
Yep, that negative attention like Dave likes.
Probably.
Yeah.
Like the kind of attention I got when I stole a Matchbox car years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Billy, I say go for it.
He stole that thing about a year ago.
Go for it, Billy. It's summer vacation.
Yeah, we were at a garage sale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I just saw this little car, and it looked kind of like a Batmobile, and I wanted it.
Just pocketed it.
Yep. And then the guy caught me and grabbed me by the arm and then started yelling about how it was an effing collector's set and I'm going to jail.
Yep.
You know what, bro? But if you looked at him with that tattoo, man, I guarantee he would have let you go. You'd have been, hey, mother...
Yeah.
Right on.
I gotta go, Billy. Let us know when you get that tattoo and send us some pictures, okay?
Okay, brah.
Right on, bro.
All right.
Hey, mail me some of that bud, will you?
Mail you some of that bud. You're going to tell a kid to mail some bud to you.
You want me to just mail you a nug?
Yeah,
to the radio station?
Yeah, straight up front. Straight to the office.
No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.